Somebody's gonna talk about the lady in red.
You just did.
And how about that jacket?
I just told her to turn it off.
Pascal, these day games can be kind of weird, especially on Monday. Can you speak to what Chinnikov's speed and that goal kind of did to wake you guys up early?
Well, that line had 17 shots. Oh, Sellinger at 7, Chinny 7, and Johnny 3. That's pretty good. And I think the combination, Sellinger was outstanding tonight. I thought he was like two-way, gave him a mission to play against their top line, which that top line could be one of the best in the league right now. And they've done an amazing job, those three, and Severson and Boqvist. But I think the concept of knowing who you're going to play against, and Chinnikov, his game is improving. And we see it before our eyes. Him and Sellinger, they're just taking a step. When he skates like this and he can shoot the puck, they were very explosive out there and created a lot of chances against a very good line.
That team came in moving the puck very well, a lot of speed. It seemed like you guys either neutralized their speed or matched their speed. Which was it, and how did you sustain that throughout the game?
We like, when we look at, so we have charts. So the players are wearing something in their jersey, a chip. Mm-hmm. So we have charts of how fast we skate and how fast we are according to the league. And before the game, we're the third fastest team in the league, according to some charts. And our burst and how fast we go from 0 to 20 miles an hour, we're really fast. So we didn't talk about their speed. We talked about their top line. We talked about their top two defensemen. And those five guys are really dynamic. And that's what we talked about. But our skating is good. And we wanted to pressure them, force them to make plays under pressure. And that's what we've done.
We talked a lot about Elvis in the days leading up to this. What do you think of this game today?
I'm really happy for him. I mean, he played well. He worked hard in practices. Played a real good game. Really happy for him.
Have you spoken to Elvis before he goes back into the net today to sort of reach how this is going to work?
We spoke during this whole time that he didn't play. We spoke a few times. The answer is no. He knew he was going in the net. And he's not a young guy, so he knew what he had to do. So I didn't have a conversation per se before the game. No, I didn't.
You mentioned Sellinger earlier. I mean, he's your top line center right now. I mean, he's really, I would think, come a long way this season. Can you just speak to the progress he's made? I mean, even just halfway through the season, compared to maybe where we were even a year ago.
Well, his first year, he was playing, scored 16 goals. Last year was a harder year for him. He started with concussion at camp, and he never really recovered from that. And his confidence was getting lower. That's what happens to younger guys at times, and even older guys, to be honest. But this year, trained really hard this summer, came at camp ready. I think his time in Cleveland helped too at the end of the year last year to get that confidence back. But this year, like, we're seeing not only a great player developing just in front of our eyes, but also, even if he's a young man, he's got really good leadership skills. And what he says, it's what he's going to do. It's just not words. And he wants to be challenged, and he wants to be put in tough situations so he can help the team, or hard situations, and he's responding really well. I think his confidence is off the roof right now. It seems like there's a real good chemistry between him and Johnny and Chinnikov. I knew about Chinnikov and Sellinger because we've seen it in the past, and I spoke to Johnny as well. And because I like to get the perspective from the players, and he really enjoys playing playing with those two. So it's been a good line, but Sillinger was, I think that's his best game I've seen him play at the NHL level.
Wow. And, you know, just building on that, when you look forward, because we're trying to, you know, figure out lineups and everything going forward, you know, you know Boone can be up there, a top six guy for you, an impact guy. Is Sillinger kind of becoming like that? Do you think if he continues this progression?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And how big is that?
Well, it's huge. You're looking for that kind of guy. So Sillinger is not just playing a good game. He's playing, and I keep saying that, but he's playing a playoff game. It's low risk, good support, battle level. It can be physical. It goes to the net. Like Rock was saying, he could have scored 5 goals today. Like, he was around the net. Real good job on the power play. Really good job on the PK. That's pretty good.
Now, we've had coaches here who have a set shootout lineup that they know they're going to go to. We've had coaches that sort of pick that shootout lineup based upon who's going that night. How do you arrive at your shooters?
So a combination of all of that. We have numbers of all their shootouts, their career. We see who's going. And when we practice that in practice, we tell them, like, they know we're keeping an eye on who's successful. So the next guy in was Severson, if Marchie didn't score or Elvis didn't make the save, because he's really good in practice and his number are decent over time. So we have quite some options, but I think it's a combination of all the game is being played and the numbers that we have, what they've done in the past.
And did you see what Marchenko did initially? Did you watch it back to see the movie?
That he stole it from Tex, I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, that was dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. We are off tomorrow, 11 o'clock.
It's off for the players.
Tomorrow's Tuesday. Yeah, no, it's not off for me. And then 11 o'clock on Wednesday. Thanks.
Right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You want me to stay?